Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. About 39 residents of Komkar village presently residing in various parts of Upper Siang and other districts have tendered their support for pre-feasibility report survey of proposed Siang Upper Multipurpose Project. Following this, the support of PFR survey from Komkar village has reached to a total of 336 residents. The list of new supporting residents was formally submitted by Oyang Boko on behalf of the villagers to Deputy Commissioner Upper Siang District Talo Jerang during a program held at Conference Hall of the DC office in Yingkiong today. DC Jerang appreciated the people of Komkar village and assured his commitment to ensure transparency, awareness and community participation throughout the PFR process. State Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnayak has conveyed greetings to the people of the state, especially to Muslim community, on the auspicious occasion of Eid ul-Fitr. He expressed his hope that the sacred festival would usher in goodwill, peace and harmony, strengthening the bonds of mutual respect and understanding among all communities. District Magistrate Capital Itanagar Toko Babu has allotted a helpline number 9862024299 for the public interest in a circular issued today to monitor and regulate liquefied petroleum gas and petroleum, oil and lubricants supplies in view of current international energy supply chain situation. It directed the public to report any activities of hoarding, black marketing and price manipulation of LPG cylinders. It also urged the citizens to share photos and videos of such acts via WhatsApp on the helpline number or by email at icrdfcso@gmail.com. Meanwhile, the identity of the complainants shall be kept strictly confidential. The joint meeting of District Consultative Committee, District Level Review Committee and District Level Standing Committee for the quarter end of September and December 2025 for Thirap District was held today at Deputy Commissioner's Conference Hall in Khonsa, Thirap. In the meeting, Deputy Commissioner Thirap Techu Aran emphasized on need for better coordination among banks, line departments and other stakeholders to ensure effective implementation of developmental and welfare schemes in the district. He also stressed the importance of extending banking services to the rural population and addressing public grievances in a timely manner. District Magistrate cum Deputy Commissioner Itanagar Capital Region Toko Babu has ordered an immediate ban on all earth-cutting activities due to rising concerns over landslides and public safety. In an order issued, the administration has directed all individuals and government agencies to stop earth-cutting with immediate effect until further orders. Officials, including ADCs and COs, have been tasked with strict enforcement, while police will be deployed as required. It also stated that violators will face legal action under relevant laws and FIRs will be registered. Residents have also been urged to report violations to the district grievance cell. The sixth edition of Zero Literary Festival has started today at St. Claret College. The festival is jointly organized by Pinewood Organization of Literature and District Administration, Lower Subansiri. The literary festival will feature talks and panel discussions, poetry, literature, live performances, filmmaking, gaming and AI, podcast production and media. It also includes lineup of writers like Aditi Banerjee, Dr. Tage Kanno, Radhika Vishwanathan, Samudra Kajal Saikya, Zach Oya, Subitaba, and other artists and creators. The two-day festival will conclude tomorrow. A joint inspection was conducted in Thirap district today to check hoarding, black marketing, and price manipulation of LPG, motor spirit, and high-speed diesel products. The inspection was carried out by District Administration, Department of Food and Civil Supplies, Police Department, and Legal Metrology and Consumer Affairs to ensure fair distribution and prevent malpractices in the supply of essential petroleum products. Meanwhile, the officials also interacted with traders and consumers, stressing the importance of fair trade practices and strict adherence to prescribed norms. Renowned Bollywood singer Shreya Ghoshal is scheduled to perform live in Itanagar tomorrow at Indira Gandhi Park. The concert is part of Euphony Voyage 6 Music Festival. On the same day, the Mumbai-based Hindi band Last Minute India is also all set to bring their signature high-energy live performance to Itanagar, promising an unforgettable night for music lovers. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.